Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Hyperspace, the fast-paced breakdown place coming to you from colorful Colorado. On today's episode, we'll sum up the exciting fit test campaign of Starship Super Heavy Booster 4 and Starship 20 at the orbital launch site in Boca Chica, Texas. Additionally, we'll take a look at Boeing's stranded bird, the Starliner crew capsule. And finally, for launch activity on today's episode, we'll look at the Cygnus mission delivering fresh supplies to the International Space Station, as well as the failed GSLV F-10 launch from the Indian Space Research Organization. That's all coming up today on Hyperspace. For the first time on Hyperspace, we start off in Boca Chica, Texas. The Starbase team was incredibly busy with the inaugural fit test of the Starship launch system. The fit test campaign was kicked off on July 31st by the installation of the launch table to the orbital launch mount. While there is still a plethora of electrical and plumbing systems needing to be installed at the orbital launch complex, the Starship teams were able to fully assemble the first fully stacked Starship system in the following days. Super Heavy Booster 4's assembly was completed in the Starbase High Bay on August 1st, and SpaceX promptly installed 29 Raptor engines in less than 24 hours. The booster was then rolled to the orbital launch complex on August 3rd, and was subsequently lifted into place on the launch table the following day. Over the same period, Starship 20 was stacked in the high bay with a near-complete installation of the thermal protection system designed to keep Starship intact during atmospheric re-entry. The Starbase teams also installed 3 sea-level optimized and 3 vacuum-optimized Raptor engines on Starship for a grand total of 35 engines installed between Booster 4 and Ship 20. S-20 joined Booster 4 at the OLC on August 4th. High winds on August 5th prevented the teams from adjoining ship and booster, but in the early morning of August 6th, the tallest and most powerful rocket in history was fully assembled for the first time. The fit test campaign appears to have been a complete success, and the stack was disassembled, and Starship was rolled back to the build site on the same day of the fit test for removal of its Raptor engines, as they will undergo further testing at SpaceX's complex in McGregor, Texas. Booster 4 was removed from the launch table on August 10th and arrived back at the build site for a reunion with S-20 in the early morning of August 11th. It is presumed that its engines will also be removed and returned to McGregor for further testing. Moving from Texas to Florida, the highly anticipated launch of Boeing's Starliner crew capsule has once again been delayed. 13 valves on the capsule's service module are not operating correctly, and the mission has been delayed until the problems can be fixed. It is unclear what caused the damages, but lightning storm seems to be the running theory. The Boeing teams have been able to command 8 of the 13 valves open, but with 5 still stuck, the mission remains grounded. The likelihood of Starliner being removed from its Atlas rocket seems to be shrinking as the difficulties improve, but nothing is definite. Once Boeing teams have solved the issue, the capsule will launch uncrewed to the International Space Station. This will be Boeing's second attempt at ISS rendezvous with the Starliner after the failure to do so on the Orbital Flight Test 1 mission in December of 2019, after software issues caused the misfiring of Starliner's thrusters 31 minutes after launch, making rendezvous impossible. Moving on from Starliner for the first flight of today's episode, we have a launch from Northrop Grumman on Wallops Island, Virginia. At 5:01 p.m. Central on August 10th, an Antares 230 Plus lifted off from Launch Pad 0A at Wallops Flight Facility. A minor valve issue resulting in an unstable helium supply during the countdown delayed the launch, but the Northrop Grumman teams were able to correct the issue without scrubbing the mission. The Antares carried the Cygnus resupply vessel to the International Space Station for the 15th time since the inception of the Commercial Resupply Services Program. The NG-16 Cygnus bears the name SS Ellison Onizuka. Onizuka was one of the 7 crew members lost in the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. During his time with NASA, Onizuka was a trailblazer. He was the first astronaut from Hawaii and the first Asian-American and first person of Japanese descent to reach space, an accomplishment made on the STS-51C mission aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. The SS Onizuka carried over 3,700 kilograms of supplies and science to the orbital laboratory, with soft capture confirmed at 5:07 a.m. Central on August 12th. Hard capture and bolting of the SS Onizuka was confirmed at 8:42 a.m. Central. Cygnus will remain on orbit for roughly 3 months with a planned departure in November. And finally, for our last segment today, we have the first coverage of a launch failure since Hyperspace's inception. At 7:13 p.m. Central on August 11th, the Indian Space Research Organization launched a GSLV Mark II from Launch Pad 2 at the Satish Dhawan Space Center in India. The mission was ultimately bound for a geostationary orbit. The first 2 stages of the vehicle performed nominally, but an issue with the vehicle's 3rd stage was noted shortly after the separation as the vehicle began to tumble. It is unclear at this time what caused the failure, as the ISRO team begins to review all possible data from the failure. The geoimaging satellite EOS-3 carried on today's mission was a complete loss. It's always tough to see a mission failure, and we wish ISRO a quick return to flight. And with that, we conclude today's episode of Hyperspace. In the coming weeks, we look forward to a Vega launch from Ariane Space, a OneWeb Soyuz flight, and a SmallSat launch from Astra. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends and family, and as always, thanks for listening, and keep trucking.